Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today in Riders History with Rob Vanstone, brought to you by Flam and Sales.
September 11th, 1994. Mike Saunders rushed for 123 yards and two touchdowns as the Rough Riders routed the host Blue Bombers 49-18. Larry Thompson had only two receptions for the Green and White, but both went for touchdowns. Terrell Ulmer added two interceptions for Saskatchewan against the turnover-plagued Blue Bombers. September 11th, 2011. The Rough Riders intercepted Blue Bombers quarterback Buck Pierce five times en route to celebrating a 45-23 victory in Winnipeg in the Banjo Bowl. It was the second straight victory for Saskatchewan under Ken Miller, who had replaced Greg Marshall as the head coach after a 1-7 start to the season.
Today in Riders History for Flam and Sales, a family business with family values and a small town feel in Swift Current, Mooseman, Yorkton, Southie, Prince Albert, and Saskatoon.
Winnipeg, the Riders trailing 12-9 after another half of football between these two with everything going on. Derek Taylor, Luke Mullender in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers, best in the bidding business, McDougalBay.com. Levi listening from Edmonton, what's going on? Greg says we sound great, and Jeff, who tweets at NotJeffGordon24, how can you throw at a player for a slap to the helmet but not the two Winnipeg players who ripped the helmets off? I've only seen it live, Luke. Jeff has seen it better, and you've seen some replays on the TV there.
Yeah, seeing the replays.
The two ejections to Saskatchewan and none for Winnipeg.
After seeing the replays, I'm probably swaying to the side of Rider Nation and wondering why Andrew Harris still gets to play this football game. I mean, he was one of the obvious ones when we saw it. With the Brock Lesnar suplex move, but again, it's just weird that Garrett Marino, normally in a scrum like that, either both sides get guys get kicked out or nobody gets kicked out. It's very rare that you have a scrum that large and last that long and have two guys from one team and nobody from the other team escorted out. But hey, the two guys from Winnipeg are also big names in the Canadian Football League, and sadly for Wreck-It Ralph and AJ Hendy, they're not right now. I guess that's the only sort of commentary that we can offer on that. It is peculiar, and when you see the replays, they definitely weren't the only guys in the wrong. Yeah. In that long melee.
In the scrap with the Ticats, you remember Jake Hardy got ejected. Javon Santos Knox also got ejected. His was for knocking into an official. So yeah, things are happening. The Hendy one, we haven't seen the defense really since it happened. We're both very curious to see what it looks like in the second half. We should talk about this Riders offense because it was absolutely suppressed last week. Right now, Cody Fajardo, 11 of 17 for 169. And William Powell, 6 yards a carry, 11 for 66. Things are different on offense.
They're doing a great job up front right now. The statistics will show that they have a lot more rushing yards, but one of those is an account for Cody's great play call against the blitz where he just kept the ball and ran about 30 yards. I think that that's been the major difference thus far is the offensive production that they've managed to get out of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And here, we've talked about the fact that the Riders need to cross the goal line with the football, so we're not going to hash on that. But one of the positive aspects of having longer drives is that you're not giving the Bombers offense continual momentum and chances to get out there and attack and attack and attack, especially when you're down guys.
Yeah.
Right? So that aspect of the game, the fact that they're putting drives together is positive. I think now that when you're inside the locker room talking about what you want to do in the second half, you got to figure out how to get the ball across the goal line. Now, one of the larger items that you and I need to look out for here is how the third quarter starts, right? Winnipeg is probably going to come out and make their biggest push here in this third quarter and then rely on just the consistency that they've gotten in the fourth quarter as a team. So if there are adjustments to be made, we're going to see them pretty quickly by Saskatchewan. I don't think they need to change much, though.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Standout stat of the half, Braden Lenius, one catch for 53 yards, one of a number of big plays in this game. Our standout stat brought to you by Reliance Heath Water Heater Rentals, now renting in Melville, Yorkton, Estevan, and Weyburn. Call today, 522-5866. About 10 minutes left in halftime, and then Saskatchewan will get the ball to start the third quarter. We are looking forward to it. For McDougall Auctioneers and Redhead Equipment, we go to break. We're back to Winnipeg with more of the halftime huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Derek Taylor, Luke Mulliner with you at IG Field. We're about 8 minutes away from the beginning of the second half. A loaded first half of action. Let's hear it all in the halftime rewind. Fajardo looking to his left, throwing a little wide to Kyron Moore, inside the 40 on Nick Taylor, made a miss at 35-30, Kyron still alive inside the 25, it's down, the kick is up, and it is good. It is a touchdown for the Bombers. Sean McGuire with the score, and they lead 6-3 with 2:41 to go in the first. Ricardo Lewis, no targets yet, motions, they show blitz, here comes 7, Big Hill free in the middle, Fajardo throws it up, and is it caught? On the far side, Lawther 1-for-1 in the game, and now 2-for-2 in the game as well. At the 23, made a man miss, 30, 35, here's some zip, 40, 45 before Teadrick Hansen and Mike Miller knock him down. Jamal Morrow with a little juice. He'll bring 5, but not Big Hill. Fajardo scrambles out, he's got all the room to go, 50, 55, Bomber territory, 45, 40, and out of bounds, Cody Fajardo. What a great read. Looking Powell's way, pressure in his face, Fajardo guns, and it is, it's intercepted inside the 15. Big Hill's got it, he's up on his feet, 20, 25, and they will whistle him dead. Bombers first and 10 from their own 13-yard line. Riders show blitz, bring everybody quickly underneath the Dembski. 20, this is trouble, 25, 30, 35, 40, Dembski. If Hendy doesn't get him, he's gone. A.J. Hendy drags him down inside the Rider 45-yard line. Dembski with 50-plus. First and 10 for the 20. Play action. Fajardo, 7-step drop. Gunning, he's got Braden Lenius. It's caught at the 50, and here goes Lenius into Bomber territory and out inside the Bomber 40 at the 37-yard line. It's up, and it is good. Riders will take the lead back with 4:02 remaining. Now Saskatchewan 9 and Winnipeg 6 right upfield. Flag is down. McGuire is in for his second touchdown. That is the halftime rewind brought to you by Johnston's Grain, your first and last stop for grain pricing and crop protection. Bombers 12, Riders 9. Cody Fajardo, as we mentioned, 11 for 17 for 169. No touchdowns, one interception. That's now 4 interceptions in this home and host series with the Bombers, but to see it, Fajardo looks infinitely more comfortable than he did last week. He's firing the ball. He sees pressure coming at him. The Big Hill was free on the one. Cody stood in there and threw it. The interception, unfortunate. The no pass interference call, also unfortunate, but a much improved Cody Fajardo in this one. William Powell, 6 yards a carry, already 11 carries for him. That is great news for this Riders offense. The question marks will be on defense. What will they be able to do with two players having been ejected after the Sean McGuire touchdown you heard there? No Garrett Marino. They had depth in that defensive interior, but A.J. Hendy ejected, who was filling in for Luchez Purifoy. Do they move Ailey Buca into that spot, or will it be the rookie and first-year man, Damon Webb, the 25-year-old, out of Ohio State? What will they do to cover up for that, and how long until the Bombers go right after it? We're about 4 minutes away from kickoff, so we will go to break. Luke will join me after this. The Wireless Age, your Sastel authorized dealer, Bayer Crop Science, Science for a Better Life, your Saskatchewan Party Caucus, and Dagelman Industries. Thank you to you guys for supporting us as we bring you the Banjo Bowl on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network.